When the first Silesian March for Autonomy was held in Katowice 10 years ago, some 100,000 people were ready to declare in a national census they were part of the Silesian minority. By now, this figure has grown to over 800,000. It's a clear sign that the drive to have their identity fully recognized by the Polish state has made great strides. Under communism, even speaking the Silesian language was banned, supposedly for the sake of Poland's national unity. Those behind the Silesian autonomy movement now want to have more say in the running of their region. The movement's president Jerzy Gorzelik points out that before the Second World War, Silesia enjoyed a considerable degree of autonomy, including a regional parliament. He thinks it would be a good idea to bring it back.
We want it to be autonomous, like Catalonia in Spain, for example. The autonomy of Upper Silesia, of the only region that has this experience in the 20th century, the experience of autonomy, would be a great example for the other regions.
The Silesian national blue and yellow colors are very much in evidence during the march, yet it is not so much about flag waving, but practical concerns. Silesians traditionally describe themselves as a hard-working bunch with a no-nonsense approach to life. Not surprisingly, economic demands for devolution top the agenda, as this marcher in his 30s explains.
Silesia loses out when it comes to the quality of life of its inhabitants. Financial decisions are taken mostly in the political center, that is, in Warsaw. We'd like to raise our own taxes and be able to spend the money locally.
But the Silesian Autonomy March is viewed with apprehension by local Poles, and not just supporters of the ruling Nationalist Law and Justice Party. In the wake of the Second World War, when Poland was shifted westwards on the map of Europe by Stalin, a large number of ethnic Poles expelled from the east settled in Silesia. For decades, the new arrivals and Silesians rarely mixed, and Poles have grown suspicious of Silesian aspirations. A counter-demonstration was organized in Katowice on the same day as the autonomy march by those who, like this woman, fear that the Silesian movement could lead to secession.
I believe that we should now be building a very strong Polish state, instead of supporting breakaway movements whose aim is clearly to dismember Poland. To me, the idea that a new form of autonomous self-government should be created in Silesia is completely unjustified.
Silesians, for their part, are increasingly concerned about the intentions of nationalist leader Jarosław Kaczyński, whose party is back in power in Poland. On the face of it, he's just an MP, but he's commonly seen as the one pulling the strings. Silesians find it hard to forget the blunt remark he made a few years ago, when he dismissed the movement, accusing its members of being a camouflaged German option. To many Poles who live outside the region, this popular Silesian song sounds German, even though it is sung in the regional Slav language. The Silesian word for a hit recording is Schlager, a word borrowed from German. Down the centuries, due to shifting borders, the region's population has lived under Polish, Czech, Austrian and German rule. The Silesian identity is thus often described as a continuum, in which all these cultures are blended together. In fact, Polish, Silesian and German have often been used interchangeably within families. In recent years, under the former liberal government and using European Union funding, a lot has been done to meet the cultural needs of the Silesian minority. In the city of Chorzów, many local administration offices like this one display signs that say Śląsko-Gotko, or Silesian spoken here, to show that members of the minority can address civil servants in their own language when arranging car registration plates, marriage licenses or filling tax returns. Local TV and radio stations have regular shows in Silesian and German. But there are those who worry that these recent gains might be undone by the nationalist government, which continues to spread its control over Polish society. Oskar Chomicki of the Poland in Europe Foundation says that the nationalists' objections to Silesian minority rights are shared by many ordinary Poles.
What I am very much afraid of is that the difference in the way people speak is not acceptable to to a large part of Polish people, because we have been taught in such a way that we treat ourselves as one unified country. So I'm rather doubtful about the future for the Silesian autonomy. I don't think it is possible that the degree of autonomy gained by people in Silesia will be anything like that won by Scots in Scotland or Welshmen in Wales.
This year's Silesian Autonomy March was held under the slogan "Autonomy means normality." But it will probably take a long time for people throughout Poland to accept that. After all, due to post-war border changes, they have lived in a mostly homogeneous society where minorities are only given marginal attention. Julian Berner, DW, Katowice in southern Poland.